following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Daddy Show live from Chicago and Big Ten Media Days rolling on this Monday. We're glad to have you along with us. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you over the weekend if the suspension of Ray Rice for two games was too lenient, just right, or too harsh. Well, 50% thought it was too lenient, 40% said just right, 10% said just a little too harsh. But let's get to Big Ten talk. Who's your pick to win the Big Ten East Division? That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question today at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Who is your pick to win the Big Ten's East Division? Our Midtown Mark Cooler question, vote on it 24/7 at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, let's talk a little Illinois football now. As we said, they were one of the schools going here in the early session, and we welcome in tight end John Davis, who is an outstanding player, and great to have you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, thanks for the time. How are you this afternoon?
Great to be here. Great to join you guys.
We have been talking a little bit about each school deciding who they were going to bring here to Big Ten Media Days. How did they find out? Did they ask you or did they tell you?
They just basically told me that I was one of the players that would be representing Illinois.
You have an interesting background. We kind of talked about this before you've kind of traveled around.
Right.
And your favorite NFL player, Tony Gonzalez, right. Best tight end ever. Makes sense being a tight end yourself.
Right.
But the connection's a little bit deeper than that. Tell us about that.
He was growing up in Kansas City. He was my neighbor, so during Halloween, I remember he used to leave out a giant, it was massive, but he just used to leave out massive candy, and everybody just used to take handfuls and handfuls of it.
So that was that house that we all have in the neighborhood. You always hit for Halloween.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez had that house.
So is that why he's your favorite player, or was he your favorite player because of football?
Just growing up, he was kind of like kind of role model for me. He did things right on and off the field, and when I changed to the tight end position, it seemed like a perfect fit.
And I also heard that your father is a great role model for you as well, played right. collegiately. Talk a little bit about his role.
My dad's been coaching me since I was about third grade. He's the first one to put the helmet on my head, and he's been a fundamental in basically everything I've done. Coached me all the way up to high school. Probably, if he could, he'd try to get a job here and try to coach me a little bit more. But he just taught me how to be a man, and it's been great having him.
Talk a little bit, and we're talking with John Davis here from Illinois. You were very versatile. There was coaching changes. Was right. that part of trying to find your niche, find out where you wanted to go, or were you very successful at wide receiver, running back, tight end, and they just needed a guy that could play all those positions?
Right. Coming out of high school, I've always been kind of versatile. Like I was a 6'3 running back. You don't really see that too much. But I have a different unique skill set, so when new coaches came, they were able to find that and see that I can do many different positions and do many different things.
Is tight end your favorite? Would you rather have stayed at running back, wide receiver, or do you like where you're at?
Like last year, I carried the ball a couple of times. I still say I'm a tight end just because those are my guys. Those are my guys. And tight end, yes, is my favorite position.
You see in the next level in the NFL kind of that hybrid position. Right. I mean, some of those tight ends that get a lot of catches aren't right. true tight ends, to right. bait and all that sort of thing. How do you see yourself kind of fitting in that kind of mold as well and kind of see that and kind of licking your chops about what might be awaiting you in that next level?
Right. I love seeing that, honestly, just because I can see myself doing a lot of those things that those guys are doing right now, splitting out wide. And obviously with Jimmy Graham's arbitration, it was like,
Dude, give him his money. Give him his money.
Maybe he's a receiver. But, yeah, like I said, the college game and as well as the NFL, the game's changing. Tight end position is definitely no longer what it used to be, just ground and pound, blocking all the time. So it's great.
You will have a new quarterback this year, not a young man that doesn't have experience. It sounds like Wes Lunt is the leader in the race here, but there's always competition.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about what you see from the quarterbacks that you've had here in spring and in the offseason.
Like you said, Wes, Wes has a great arm. Just watching him throw is pretty spectacular. He throws it pretty much effortlessly. But we have a great situation in the fact that if whoever is named the starter, our backups are in great position. Riley O'Toole doesn't get as much credit as he should, just because he has athleticism that many people don't think he has. He can extend plays, make moves in the pocket. And as far as knowledge, he might have the most just because he's been around Coach Cuba the longest. And then Aaron Bailey, he's a freakish athlete. If he's not named a starter, I wouldn't be surprised if he had packages in built for him at quarterback.
It always seems tight ends are kind of like a quarterback security blanket in the red zone, you know, when trouble comes up there. Is it hard to kind of build that relationship with a quarterback considering, you know, right now you're not even sure who that's going to be? How do you build that relationship?
It starts pretty much now in the summer when there's no coaches around, just grabbing quarterback and saying, hey, let's go throw. Let's get some routes in and building that trust. It's a lot different, honestly, working with the new quarterback because they have different ways they throw the ball, different places they like to put it. So just knowing that and building that trust is very, very important.
Last minute here with John Davis, tight end from Illinois. I'm curious, you told me Kansas City, then to Jersey, then to Kentucky.
Right.
And really, none of those have top-notch collegiate programs. I mean, Kansas State came into being, but obviously growing up in Kentucky, basketball. How did your interest stay in football, and did you always know that that was your path?
I actually played three sports growing up. Football, but I played basketball, baseball, then football was my last sport. And as soon as I played it, I knew this was what I was going to do. So dropped baseball in ninth grade. Basketball was just kind of something to do with the guys. I just knew football was always going to be my thing.
Seems to have worked out.
Yeah.
Seems to have worked out.
Helping pay for college.
we'll let you out of here with this. Why is Illinois going to be better this year? What is it about Illinois that is going to be vastly improved?
I think we're in all phases of the game. On offense, I feel like if we have a better red zone efficiency, we'll be a better offense. Scoring points is no doubt will make us better. And then on defense, having the ability to tackle, that's starting off. And then on third down, just improving there.
On that red zone efficiency, that's kind of tight end territory, you know.
Got to blast some holes open. Well, John, we'll let you get on to the next stop. We appreciate it. Always look forward to a little Nebraska, Illinois to get the conference season going here. It will be right around the corner. So thanks for joining us on
Thank
the Doug and Daddy Show.
John, nice to meet you.
Appreciate
nice
it. We have more from Big Ten Media Days here. Great to catch up with everybody that's bouncing around, and we'll have more interviews in just a moment. We'll take a break and be back to Chicago after this.
Since 1947, Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has called Central Nebraska home. When you grow with a community that long, you want to give something back. So Anderson Brothers is giving away a new central air conditioning system to a deserving family. Help us find the right family. Send emails to sales@andersonbros.com or call us at 236-6437. Nominations must be received by August 1st. The Central Air Conditioner giveaway from Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
It may be the granddaddy of them all, the 87th Annual Southwest Open, August 9th and 10th at the Holdridge Country Club. Your $95 entry fee includes a free practice round on Friday, free range balls, dinner Saturday night, and a Calcutta. Cart rentals also available for an additional fee. You can print off a registration form at holdridgecc.com or call the Holdridge Country Club at 308-995-5744. 995-5744. The Southwest Open, August 9th and 10th at the Holdridge Country Club. For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Saks' Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6 and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-866-798-3547. 1-866-798-3547. That's 1-866-798-3547. 1-866-798-3547.
The Barn Candle Company candles are offered in 96 captivating fragrances. The essence of a delicate spring garden, the alluring blend of an ocean breeze, the simplicity and spice of the holidays, and even the wholesome aroma of freshly baked cakes and cookies are sensory experiences that charm us and reawaken pleasant memories. The Barn Candle Company discounted gift certificates are at shopwheelerdealer.com, and the savings start at a third off retail and work their way down with special offers and deals of the day.
The Doug and Daddy Show rolling on here at Big Ten Media Days. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, live from the Chicago Hilton, brought to you in part by Misco Sports. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping you better equipped for the games you play for years and will continue to do so as we get ready for the fall sports season. Whether it's football, whether it's volleyball, doesn't matter what's going on, Misco's will take care of you from their worldwide headquarters in order to be on the lookout for a new website coming soon. Well, we'll be heading into the second hour of our coverage already here from Chicago. We expect to be joined by Illinois coach Tim Beckman in the upcoming moments. And then we will try and get some comments we may have before the end of the show today. Kenny Bell, we got a chance to talk to Corey Cooper earlier. So we'll see how time plays out. If not, he will be joining us tomorrow. As we said, they're cycling in a variety of folks. We've covered Purdue. We've talked Wisconsin. We've talked Illinois already on the program today. And as we said, Corey Cooper from Nebraska. So we've hit a few of the key components already.
Yeah, we sure have some contenders, you know, a little Wisconsin football in there as well. And, it's going to be such a – there's about four or five different teams in the conference that really realistically can come out and win it. And Nebraska's on that list, obviously, but Wisconsin and Michigan, Michigan State. We haven't really talked to any Iowa yet because they're coming up later in the day. This is really a very open year in the Big Ten, I think.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out. And, of course, we'll get to talk a lot more about it over the next month here. And as we talk football, we also let you know that T&L Irrigation and Ag Sense has the Precision Link, enabling web-based pivot control for T&L pivot systems. The Precision Link works in combination with their PPC, that's Precision Point Control 3, to let you manage your pivot with your computer or mobile device and a simple internet connection. You can start or stop your pivot. You don't have to drive out to the field and do it manually. You can do it from wherever you're at, from home. Maybe you got a little dinner. Maybe it's been a long day. Maybe you're on the road. Maybe you just get a night off to enjoy yourself, some golf or fishing or whatever the case may be, chasing the kids around to the little league park. So they'll do that for you as well. And you can take care of it with the T&L difference. T&L Irrigation Systems. Visit your local T&L dealer or go online to TLIRR.com. Com. As we have just a moment here before we get our next interview rolling, I do want to mention that the Kearney Little Leaguers do have a couple of events left before they take off. Tonight they'll be at Fanatics from 5:30 until 8 o'clock, $5 meal, and they'll have their silent auction, and they'll draw out their raffle winners. They've been busy at the Buffalo County Fair and doing a lot of things to help pay expenses going out to Indianapolis. And then tomorrow night they will practice at Memorial Field, and the community is welcome to attend and see the team off. So if you want to go out and just give well wishes to the Little Leaguers, they will have a practice tomorrow night so they can practice under the lights. Their first game is under the lights Friday night in Indianapolis. So best of luck to the Kearney Little Leaguers as they get ready to take off. And also there's a group of Kearney youth that are playing in the Junior Golf Championship up at the Prairie Club today. I guess if you're really good, you can earn your way on that. Best of luck to Ryan Clark, Will Porter, Morgan Teal, and Maddie Murray. They're the four Kearney representatives at the Junior Golf Championships today. So there you go.
That's not a bad way to spend your day?
No.
Not a bad way at all?
Not a bad way. It's okay to lose golf balls there.
You'll enjoy the scenery during the search.
Yeah, at least there's a couple of things, a couple of reasons going on there. Of course, American Legion Baseball state tournaments are continuing as well. We told you about Grand Island Five Points juniors are on to the winner's bracket final tonight at 7 o'clock at Elkhorn South for Grand Island. They are hosting Creighton Prep tonight in the winner's bracket final. That's at 7:30. Kearney will play Ralston this afternoon, an elimination game at 1:30. And for the Omaha South American Division Tournament, Hastings will be playing at 5 o'clock. You'll hear it on 12:30 KHAS against the Pinnacle Bank team. So best of luck to Hastings at 5 o'clock. The Class B seniors are at Blair, where Albion and Cozad will face off in an elimination game at 5 o'clock. And Shelton Gibbon is 2-0 in the Class C state tournament at Hebron, and they will play the host Hebron. That is at 8 o'clock tonight in the winner's bracket final. Sutton tries to stay alive after a win yesterday. They will play Wymore this afternoon at 2 o'clock in Hebron. So that's what's going on with the Legion baseball
team. They could use some numbers there. Hebron will have a pretty full bleachers there at their own home park, so best of luck to them. It's great time of year. Baseball games really, really matter for those guys. I mean, it's kind of that time of year, and again, if you can stay undefeated and make it, that just, you have to win fewer games if you just win them all. you get to kind of create a path that's a little bit easier for yourself, and if you have to fight all your way back, you just kind of start to run out of some pitching. If you can stay ahead of the curve and stay in the winner's bracket, that path is a whole lot easier.
Well, we talked a moment ago with the defensive end Frank Clark out of Michigan about chasing down quarterbacks, you start to look at who's coming in this year. Braxton Miller, Connor Cook's back at Michigan State. Devin Gardner's back at Michigan. You've got Christian Hackenberg, who was the freshman high school quarterback of the year and did very well in his first year there. You've got Jake Rudock of Iowa that could be doing some good things, taking over that program. Trevor Simeon, who was starting to split time with Kane Coulter at Northwestern, now he's the man. So there are definite and then you talk about Wes Lunt. He's not going to be with Illinois as far as played there, but he played at Oklahoma State before transferring in. And so you got a guy that's probably was at a better program at the time than what he's at now, wins and losses wise, success wise at Oklahoma State's better than Illinois. So you got to know that this guy was highly recruited and a chance to make some noise for the Illini.
Well, it's so important who's behind center for you, in terms of making the decision, because if you have a good decision maker, somebody with some experience, you're much less likely to be in a situation to turn the ball over. Again, if you're running right into the teeth of a blitz, you get your running back smoked, he loses the football, that's a fumble. Obviously, if you throw an errant pass, that's an interception, and turnovers are such a key. If you've got somebody that's got a good head on their shoulders, understands the game, that is able to do some audibling or change the play, make that pass, dump it off, just that level is so important. And the Big Ten has a lot of quarterbacks out there that can do that. Armstrong even played a fair number of games last year at Nebraska. So the vast majority of teams in the conference have somebody one way or another that has a fair amount of experience before they even take the first snap of the first game of this year.
Well, interesting to see how things break down here, and that's what's so fun about this time of the year.
Yeah, everybody's 1-0. I mean, everybody's 0-0. It's a blank slate. It's a blank page there, and you can write whatever story you want to write, and you still have the ability to author that season the way you want it to read.
Well, Bo Pelini has finished up his time in front of the mic, and Coach Pelini getting ready for another season here with the Huskers.
Yeah, and again, you those coaches, they have the large room, and I do mean large room. It's I think where they filmed one of the climactic scenes of The Fugitive is actually this building, that huge ballroom area just filled wall to wall with the media, and then they go into a smaller room and answer a lot of the same questions in a more intimate environment. If having 26 cameras pointed at is intimate, then they'll be in that, know what kind of questions to ask, but other people do their homework too. So, yeah, by the end of the day, I think they're probably as mentally frazzled as the rest of us.
Well, and Coach Pelini today says that he has not decided on what they're going to do with the captains yet. Remember last year at this time, we already knew what they were going to do with the captains, and that's one of the things he was talking about today. They're not exactly sure about the selection of the captains.
To me, eventually, I think if the Pelini era lasts another 10, 15 years or whatever, I think we'll probably have a more standard practice. You know, I just don't think that he's kind of come up with something that has fit every team, and it continues to kind of change that. I think as you go, probably it would evolve into something that's maybe a little bit more standard, because for years and years and years, it was selected by the players before camp began. Boom, there they were. That was the deal. And I don't know if there's a right or a wrong answer to that, but I'll be curious to see what he decides to do on that.
And also good words today about Riker Fife from Coach Pelini, but Armstrong is number one right now, according to the coach. And also one of the tweets out there from Tom Dienhart, he says, I like this Nebraska team, and he is the senior Big Ten Network analyst, especially the potential on defense, but he's worried about quarterback and the schedule, and that's what it all comes down to. That's what's been talked about since spring ball.
Well, yeah. Again, if you have a favorable schedule, it gives you a little bit more margin of error. You still got to beat the team. You still got to do what you have to do. But, again, you have a little bit more margin of error based on your schedule. And, again, that quarterback play is absolutely instrumental. Because, again, they start making mistakes. They start doubting themselves. Their players start doubting them. And everything kind of unravels at that point.
Well, and another comment from Coach Pelini saying that we are looking for a championship, and I think we have the pieces. And, of course, that's what every Husker fan wants to hear, is if Nebraska has the pieces, now they've got to make them fit, right?
Yeah, and it's a matter of all getting that all kind of put together. You can't pound a round peg into a square hole. I mean, you have to be able to kind of get it all worked out, and that's the job of your head coach. And, well, we got a guy that's going to come in and try to do the exact same thing for the University of Illinois.
And we've got a chance to talk to him all 3 years out here, and Tim Beckman joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio in Nebraska. Coach, great to catch up with you again. Looks like you've been busy.
Oh, yeah. Great day. I mean, this is
You don't mean that.
Well, you know what I do like about it is the fact that these student-athletes, I mean, you know, they got those smiles on their faces. They're representing their football team, their football family, as we call it, and you know, that's a unique thing that you get asked to do. So it's fun watching these guys do that.
Well, we got a chance a few minutes ago to talk with your special tight end in John Davis. And I asked him, why is Illinois going to be better this year? And he had some real good items. What's the head coach say about why Illinois is going to be better this year?
Well, I think the first thing that we can always talk about is continuity. I think our players, our coaching staff, though, we, you know, just lost an offensive line coach. But the majority of our coaches are back. But as you look onto a practice field, or you look onto as you're watching a game tape, we have 40 out of 50, the 50 in the 2-deep last year, counting specialists, we have 40 of those players back. So that continuity of playing together, that maturity of playing together, of playing in the scheme, really showcased itself during spring football. And we still have 34 of those guys back the next year. So it states we're young, you know, because we're playing freshmen and sophomores. But it also states that the program's building as these players mature together.
And Coach, obviously you're coming in a couple years ago. This is now your third year. Now these are kind of your players. It's been your system. It's been your language, all that stuff. How is that different? How does that improve what you want to do from when you walked in the door to now year three?
Well, these players know how we practice. These players know exactly what we're how we're going to act out in the public, what we're going to do in school. I mean, that it was different. So when you come in there, change always creates a little bit of apprehension, I guess you'd say. So, you know, now there isn't any. They come in, they know exactly what's expected. They've been doing it. They know how our practices are run. We practice extremely fast. I mean, you know, upbeat, full tempo type stuff. So they understand the expectations.
Tim Beckman, the head football coach at Illinois. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Everybody wants things now, now, now. Success, success, success. And there is a building process. And 2 years ago, you were telling us about it. That's why you had all the young guys. How much patience do you have to have?
Well, I've been around this profession my whole life. And, you know, you as a football, I've been blessed because I've been involved in a lot of winning programs and with a lot of great coaches. You know, and even my father was involved with a lot of great coaches. You have to be patient, but of course you want to win. And I want to win for not me. I want to win from our student athletes. I want our student athletes to benefit by going to bowl games and doing those types of things because they put in a year of work, you know, to do this. So it's important. It definitely is because the smiles on your players' face is I hope why we're doing this. And our players understanding that football is a great sport, the greatest ever, but the relationships that we make are the most important things that we do.
Is there, obviously things are always changing, always evolving. You always want to improve every element, but is there a unit, is there kind of an element of your football team that's just about where you want them to be?
Our offensive line is probably as close of a group that I've ever been around. I mean, and we all know the importance of offensive line and defensive line. This is Big Ten football. We understand that. But, you know, that group right there, the way they play, the way they practice, the way that they are together out eating supper every Thursday night, or, you know, they bought a ticket for one of our players because he didn't have the funds. They all chipped in money to get him down to see his family in Louisiana at the end of April. By taking a train. I mean, you know, you don't hear those stories, and you should, because here these guys are believing in the family, believing in the brother, and help, trying to help him out.
You have been probably asked by everybody the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
Is there another spot on your team that you're going to have a couple of brand new faces that is really going to be intriguing for you this fall?
Well, definitely at the wide receiver position. And I heard Gary Anderson talking about it a little bit. You know, the quarterback position is always talked about competition-wise, and it should be. But every position is important. Every position will walk out on that practice field. And if they're not competing at the top level, it's Big Ten football. You can get your butt beat out. So, you know, I would say the wide receiver because there's not a lot of names that people have heard. We had five guys graduate, so – from that position. I think that there'll be some names of a couple junior college players that we've brought in that can be immediate factors in our offense and our defense.
As you're building, and you kind of touched on getting some JUCOs in there, how do you weigh wanting to get that four-year player, that four-year commit to be part of the culture, to be part of the family for a long,
right.
long time, versus obviously you have immediate needs sure. that you can kind of fill a little bit quicker with going to the junior college route. How do you kind of weigh that? Is there a preference for you? Or
There isn't a preference. It's you know, really how the situation is. And I haven't stated this, but this is the truth. This is the first school that I've ever been at where, you know, as you look at a recruiting class, a majority of the signees are offensive guys and not as many defense. Well, that's caused the scales. You know, usually when you're out recruiting, you want to take 10 offense and 10 defense. You know, that's how, but that's yeah. not the way it's been. There hasn't been any consistency. This year or next year's recruiting class will be more offensive guys than defense. So, you know, as we look at that to answer your question, it's been more on need for us, especially experience need. We needed some age put on our football team, and that's why we were required to really go out and find some junior college players that had capabilities at certain positions.
Well, the conference season for the Huskers will open at Illinois. You got any advice for the general fan coming to come watch this great football
game? Well, it'll be a night game. That'll be a great one. And I've been, you know, this I've been blessed to as I say, in any, you know, at any stadium that I go to. But it's a great place. Lincoln is a great place. You know, I've the fan base there is great. And, you know, I just think it's a unique thing for our football team because that's what college football is all about, is being able to go to all these different stadiums and playing in front of the best in the business.
Well, the bright orange will be there. And, Coach, we look forward to talking with you when you get to Lincoln and having a great football game. But take care of business before then.
No question. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Tim, thanks.
Thank you.
He's the head coach of the Fighting Illini. And Tim Beckman joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big Ten Media Days live from Chicago, Illinois. Everybody's staying busy. And we're glad to have a chance to bring some of the student-athletes, some of the coaches your way. We're kind of getting into that cycle where the first crew, as we told you, Illinois, Northwestern, Wisconsin, moving through, and we're kind of getting onto that second cycle, so we should have some new faces, hopefully before the end of the program today. Our Big Ten Media Days are brought to you in part by Chicken Coop and Kearney, your original sports bar and grill, serving flame-broiled buffalo wings, cooked over an open flame, then one of their homemade sauces seared on the wing to give it that one-of-a-kind flavor. Offering home-style pizzas, burgers, salads, quesadillas, which are tasty, kids' menu, and many other items as well. They're on the bricks downtown Kearney, the Chicken Coop. We'll be back with more from Chicago after this.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. Filling in for Mike Will, the Chicago Sports here on ESPN Radio. I'm Tyson Nevronic. Papillion La Vista South Associated Fire beat Hastings 5 points Bank 8-1 last night in the American Division of the Class A State Tournament in Omaha. Jared Foote was the losing pitcher. He went 5 innings and gave up 8 runs and 7 hits. Foote struck out 3 and walked 1. Brock Dreher had 3 hits. Hastings is now 28-19 on the season and will play Lincoln Southwest in the elimination game at 5 o'clock today. Lincoln Southwest eliminated Columbus Cornerstone Insurance yesterday 17-4. 12:30 KHS will broadcast, beginning with the pregame show at 4:45. Saturday, Hastings defeated Millard North by the score of 10-6. In the National Division at Ryder Park, Grand Island Home Federal beat Ralston 8-4. Alec Lee pitched 5 2/3 inning of no-hit ball to pick up the win. Calvin Henke was 3-for-4 at the plate. Grand Island Home Federal will play Omaha Creighton Prep in the winner's bracket final at 7:30 tonight. Omaha Creighton Prep down the Millard South 52. Patriots 9-4. Kearney runs a state alive with an 8-7 win over Gretna. Kearney trailed 6-0 going into the bottom of the fourth inning. Chris Lane was the winning pitcher. Kearney will play Ralston at 1:30 today in the elimination game. At the Class C Senior Tournament in Hebron, Shelton Gibbon beat Wymore 9-8 in 9 innings. Shelton Gibbon will play Hebron in the winner's bracket final at 8 o'clock tonight. Hebron got by Creighton 3-2 in 9 innings. In another action, Reed Stone struck out 13 to lead Sutton past Crofton 8-4 in the elimination game. Sutton will play Wymore in another elimination game at 2 o'clock this afternoon. In the Class A Junior State Tournament at Elkhorn South, Grand Island 5 Points Bank got by Millard West by the score of 3-2. Grand Island will play the Millard South at 7 o'clock tonight in the winner's bracket final. Cleveland beat the Kansas City Royals 10-3 yesterday. Kansas City will open a series with the Minnesota Twins tomorrow night at 7:10. Pre-game show begins at 6:30, and we'll have the action for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Husker football standouts Amir Abdullah and Randy Gregory were named to the Big Ten preseason players to watch list. Today, the list is selected by the media panel and consists of 5 student-athletes, each from the East Division and West Division. Abdullah earned first-team All-Big Ten honors when he rushed for 1,690 yards last year, the most of any player returning in 2014. Abdullah owns 2,977 career rushing yards to rank third among active returning players in career rushing yards, and he leads all active players with 4,914 all-purpose yards. Gregory became one of the Big Ten top defenders last year and earned preseason All-American accolades in 2014. In his first year with the Huskers, Gregory led the Big Ten with 10.5 sacks, 19 tackles for loss. 9 of Gregory's sacks came in the Big Ten conference play, including a season-high 3 sacks at Michigan. Nebraska and Wisconsin are the only Big Ten programs with multiple players on the players-to-watch list. And that's sports.
For quality service, the only place to go is Plum Creek Motors.
You can buy the best and say for sure that'll make you happy, don't you know? And we came along with this little song so you'd know where to go.
Now, Mama and I have been telling you that the best place to get a new or pre-owned vehicle is Plum Creek Motors. Now I'm going to tell you the best place to get quality service for your vehicle. Surprise, it's Plum Creek Motors. They have factory-trained service technicians that'll get you back on the road fast and at a fair price. From a simple tune-up to a major repair, they're your best choice. Plum Creek Motors, the place to go for new vehicles, pre-owned vehicles, and quality service, too. They'll save you money.
Now we've told you where and told you why, and we wouldn't tell you wrong. Folks every day keep a heading that way, so why don't you come on along?
Who? Plum Creek Motors. Where? Across the street from the Dawson County Fairgrounds in Lexington. Why? Because they've got you covered for all your automotive needs, and they'll save you money, too. Plum Creek Motors, where you'll get a great deal and a great deal more.
And the Doug and Daddy Show rolling on here on Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, live from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, brought to you in part by Misco Sports. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping you equipped for the games for decades, and will continue to do so, whether it's football, volleyball, whatever the fall sport is, they'll take care of you at Misco Sports. Doug Duda along with Randy Bushcutter here in Chicago. It is the official start of football season when you're covering Big Ten football. And Minnesota is up next, and David Cobb loves playing against Nebraska.
Apparently
he,
so.
He joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. David, how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good.
I know it's fun to joke around with players because Northwestern people don't even want to talk to us after the Hail Mary, and, Nebraska fans on the flip side of that know that you guys played an outstanding football game last year against us and really had a great season. It probably didn't finish exactly like you guys wanted to as far as the wins and losses, but you made a big jump personally on the field and everything that you did from your sophomore season into your junior season. What happened? What did you attribute that to? How did you put yourself in that position?
The biggest thing for me wasn't really athletic ability. It was more maturing, understanding what the coaches asked of me. And it was about that I had to bring a competitive side out of me. That's always been there. So it was just more of a waiting for your opportunity. When you got it, taking advantage of it. So, I got my opportunity to start against Northwestern. And then, again, of course, you guys. And then just kind of ran with it. Picked up a little confidence here and there from a Northwestern game. And it just kind of, just started to fall down the hill for me. So everything picked up and went well for me.
David, there had to be some guys along the way on your team that was like, hey, you need to pick it up. You need to show that maturity a little bit. Those guys probably have now graduated, but with you being a senior now, how do you kind of transfer that on to that next generation of Gopher players?
Right. As a young player, Marquise Gray, Gary Tinsley, that has passed away, Michael Carter, even Rashid Hageman, they always told me, they'll just joke around, but like, hey, man, you need to step it up. You're going to be on that bench. Just making jokes like that. And I have a cousin that plays now with me. And so, when you hear those older guys and those seniors, seeing what you have to do, but just, every day reminding you, you need to bring it every day, not just some days, bring it every day. As a senior, that's kind of rubbed off on me. So when I see guys like that and have great potential and great young players like Berkeley Edwards or Donovan Jones or, guys that's coming in for us, you don't want to see them waste that potential because, believe it or not, the 4 years, they go quick. So, you want to get on the field as quick as you can.
We're talking with Minnesota running back David Cobb here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You mentioned Gary Tinsley, and we've got a lot of – in fact, the boss back at home is a Minnesota fan and has a lot of knowledge. So we know the story a little bit, but you received the Gary Tinsley Award last year as well as Outstanding Offensive Player, which is understandable. What did that mean to you?
It meant a lot, sharing the locker right next to the guy and seeing how happy and good-spirited the guy was. And every day coming in, he hated to run. And we run in 300s in the summer. He hated to run. And he would just run around, make jokes about it. And when you see a guy like that hates to run, but it just loves everything about life, smiling every day. Even if he's not having the best game, he'll make a joke. And if he's down, you won't never be able to know because he always picks guys up. It was just great to be around him. So, he definitely lives on around Minnesota.
The sports teaches such wonderful life lessons. What are some things when you look back on that experience and losing him, are some of those life lessons that you think you picked up along the way?
It's just it's football is not everything. I mean, it's a part of a student athlete's life, but it's not everything. The people that you meet and the opportunity that football gives you outside of sports, I mean, to visit the different stadiums and the different places, and I mean, to come to events like this and meet different guys. I mean, it's so much more than football and lining up on Saturdays. I mean, just the opportunity that I've had to meet some of the coaches and some of the players and some of just the students coming from Texas all the way to Minnesota, I never thought I would have had.
Being from Nebraska, a lot of, like Amir Abdullah, he's a Georgia kid. Right. This isn't the University of Texas or California, and Minnesota has to go outside to get players as well. What was the decision like, and especially right when the transition was all happening at Minnesota?
Well, I came on my visit. It was snow up to my knees. So I'm
That's not a selling point. That's not a selling point. We know that.
I'm looking at my mom and looking back at Coach Keel, and I'm just like, man, he is crazy. He think I'm coming way up here. But, he sat down with me, and you could tell that he really cared about, every 120 guy that was in that locker room. And I got a chance to watch them work out. And the first impression I had of him, he was in the guy's face. The guy was cheating the up-downs. They were doing extra work on workouts. And I was like, wow, this guy's intense. But then when you sit down and talk to him, you see the passion, and you see, he'll give his body for us. He doesn't care what day it is. If it's 6 in the morning and we have to be up, he's up with us doing up down. So, once I saw Coach Keel in that passing with that, I knew where I wanted to go.
Obviously, one of the things that outsiders look at with the University of Minnesota football program is Coach Keel, his health, right. The impact it kind of has on that. What is the impact on the team? Again, not too many people are sitting back in a situation where they worry about the health of their head coach, right. But that's not what the situation is at the University of Minnesota.
Early on, it kind of had an impact, but our assistant coaches and our coaching staff has been together for so long. Those guys, when adversity hits, they come together, and the bond is tremendous. How those guys do, we say a quick prayer, they let us know everything's going to be all right, and then we get back to business. Coach Keel, he's the same coach. He's doing fine, healthy. He looks healthy. He's running around with us 6 o'clock in the morning. Just 2 weeks ago, he did 15 up-downs with us for jumping offside, so. That guy, he's a great coach. He's healthy, and he's ready to go, and we're ready to go.
Was that locker room after you beat Nebraska, was that the high point of the season? Because that's when Coach was upstairs just getting back, watching, right. Not being involved, but got to come down and help celebrate. Was that the high point of the season?
I definitely was a high point of the season, and it just showed off, hard work coming into a game. And you respect every opponent, but at the same time, we feel like we can beat anybody any given day, so. When you see Coach and all he's been going through and the smile that's on his face when he comes into the locker room and he tells us how proud he is and he pushes everybody out the way to do a little dance in the middle, and regardless of what camera, you kill for a guy like that.
I'll ask you one more thing here before we let David Cobb, outstanding running back who really came into his own last year for Minnesota. And in case fans forget, 38 rushes, 138 yards against the Big Red may have put some points on the board as well. But after going 8-2, 0-3 to end the season. Is that a motivational factor? Not a lot of offense, not a lot of points were scored in those 3 games. Does that drive you? Does that concern you?
First, it's definitely unacceptable to finish the season with 3 straight losses. But it puts a taste in your mouth that it sits there and it's bad all summer, all spring. And it makes you hungry. We underestimated Syracuse going into the bowl game. And Michigan State and Wisconsin, we were unable to put up points. So, we definitely have changed that aspect of our offense. We'll be more explosive. We'll throw the ball more. We'll throw them all better. But right now we're hungry, and we're just ready to get that bad taste out of our mouth.
With the passing game, what's your role going to be? Staying back, protecting the quarterback? Or are you going to be going out in patterns or a little combination of both?
It'll be a combination of both, but we definitely want to get me out, sit in the flat, sit right above the center, give the quarterback another option. So those passes that he has to throw away or take the sack, maybe he can dump it off to me and I can get him 4 or 5.
Well, we've been talking Minnesota. The players don't pay attention to this, but they've got a favorable schedule until the very end of the season. They could get off to another great start. So David Cobb and Minnesota will come to Lincoln right before we have turkey in November. And David, have a great season. Thanks for time on the Doug and Daddy
Thank
Show.
Thank you.
Good luck, sir.
We are here at Big Ten Media Days, and glad to have everybody joining us here on ESPN Radio, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. David Cobb with us from Minnesota, and again, over 1,200 yards, first over 1,200-yard running back since 2006 for the Gophers.
And again, that's how you turn programs around. You have to have, sure, it's all about the wins, but you need to have some individual success to kind of make that happen and to recruit. You go out and you talk to somebody from Killeen, Texas, where he's from, and say, hey, come to the University of Minnesota as a running back. Well, gosh, who have you had? Well, if you've got David Cobb who has a year like that and puts together a second year like that, if he can do that again this year, now you have kind of that that name recognition at a position where that position coach can go in there and say, hey, what we did for David Cobb, we'll be able to do for you as well.
Well, he has done very well. I mean, even when he played his sophomore season, you just see a guy that only played five games his sophomore season, then all of a sudden he's your offensive MVP the next year. That's what makes sports and coming to media days exciting. You find out who the next guy is. There's always going to be a guy that wasn't even close to on the radar, and then this year he emerges, and David Cobb was one of those.
Yeah, and it helped. And again, those last three losses took that luster off, but Minnesota was putting together that magic season that kind of can turn a program around. Doesn't mean that they're not on the right path, but they lost that luster at the very end, and I think they want to finish a little bit more. Their media guide this year says brick by brick. I think that's exactly the right philosophy. They're trying to build the program just a little bit stronger every week, and they have it to do, but they're heading in the right direction, no doubt about it. And they play hard for Coach Kill.
Well, we've had a chance to talk with Daryl Hazel of Purdue. We've had a chance to talk with Tim Beckman of Illinois. We hope to get a chance here to talk with Coach Kill, who has still not made his way to Radio Row, but Corey Cooper of Nebraska and a variety of other athletes that have joined us here today. Many more from the national media, many more coaches and players tomorrow on a special extended edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. And we've got more to do before our day's over here in Chicago. Big Ten Media Days brought to you in part by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island. For mass times and parish activities throughout central and western Nebraska, you can go online to GIDiocese.org for more information. We will take another break and be back with more from Chicago after this.
$6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Tonight, 45-cent wings, unlimited wings, 45 cents each, yeah, only at Jersey's. And there's free Wi-Fi, plus Keno and pickle cards. Something for everyone. Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar, where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Here we go!
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town. Around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Mid-America Market Information.
We're still struggling with a few issues in the livestock so far here in the middle of the day on Monday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network. August live cattle down 50 at 158.60. October down $1.15 at 158.65. Now the deferreds are all higher. Feeder cattle, in the meantime, have remained on the upside. August feeders up 127 at 219.52. September up 132 at 220.57. Hogs started out stronger and then got weaker as we went through the mid-morning hours. August lean hogs down 30 currently at 123.32. October down 57 at 106.70. So some work to be accomplished in the livestock complex. We're seeing some nice gains with soybeans and corn. Kansas City wheat continues to struggle. September corn is up 3 3/4 at 366 3/4. December is up 3 3/4 at 375 1/2. September Kansas City wheat is down 4 at 627 1/4. December is down 3 1/4 at 642. We're seeing very similar losses in Chicago and even more significant losses in Minneapolis wheat. Now, the soybeans have held on to some very strong gains. August beans up 22 1/4 currently at 1234 3/4. September up 20 1/4 at 1134 even. So some nice gains there. The products are coming along. August soybean meal up 510 at 403.10. September up 460 at 374.40. Even the oil is on the upside today. August bean oil is up 46 at 36.55. And September soybean oil is up 47 at 36.65. October cotton up 14 at 65.30. December cotton is up 42 at 65.77. So we're seeing some nice gains in certain spots of our agricultural futures markets. Other areas are struggling just a bit as we go through the middle part of the day here on Monday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
This summer, the world is depending on us.
Timing is everything.
I'm putting together a team.
The clock is ticking.
Cool. I'll drive.
The adventure begins.
Okay, guys, let's go to work.
The Ford Summer Spectacular.
We're going to have to be faster, smarter, tougher than ever before.
Onboard GPS shows a tunnel 2 clicks south.
Take a ride into the future.
Well, we've got hybrids, so let's just see who runs out of gas first.
Ready to save the world?
The Ford Summer Spectacular sales event.
We're just getting started.
Now, at your Midwest Ford dealer, get great savings and low APR financing on Ford's complete line of fuel-efficient cars, trucks, and SUVs. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. More information, go online to yourmidwestforddealers.com. Then visit your Midwest Ford dealer for a test drive today.
And welcome back to Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where we're running out of time for the Chevy Summer Drive event. 0% for 60 months on a 2014 Cruze Malibu or Impala, and 0 APR if you're looking for a truck 72 months on all 2014 Silverado light and heavy duty pickups through the end of the month. So don't waste any time. Get out and see them on South 2nd Avenue or check them out online. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter in Chicago. We've got a new member. We've got our first chance to talk to Rutgers here today, and we're going right to the top with head coach Kyle Flood. Truck guy, car guy, coach?
I am a truck guy right now, but I don't know.
That's because you're moving. You're moving conferences.
You got to understand now. I grew up in Queens, New York. I'm not so sure it's the kind of truck you're talking about. I've got a scarlet red Cadillac Escalade. I'm not so sure that's exactly what you meant when you said truck.
Yeah. Not going rock climbing with that, baby, are you?
Not a lot of places to go rock climbing in Queens.
Well, everybody wants to know newness. Nebraska was the latest new member. You and Maryland have now come in. What are you already learning, and what are the challenges that are facing you as a football coach?
You know, the challenges for the coaching, for me and the coaching staff, were, you know, preparing for 12 new opponents, because not just the conference schedule, even our out-of-conference teams this year were different, and we had to move our calendar back a month, and we did that, and coaches took laptops on the road in May and laptops at home in July, and we did what we needed to do to make sure that we're ready for the season. I think that when I talked to other head coaches, some in the Big Ten and some that coach against the Big Ten, it was very clear you better have enough linemen, because it's a physical football league. And, you know, for us as a football team, you know, we've got 8 or 9 defensive linemen we're going to play every game. We don't have as many offensive linemen as we need right now. You know, we've got 5 returning starters, but not the depth that we need. And that's something we addressed it in spring, and I think we built some more there. But as we get into training camp, it's one of the things we really have to get focused in on.
Is there a different style of play? I mean, obviously the physicality of that. Do you adapt to the conference, or do you kind of figure we're going to play Rutgers football, the conference is going to have to adapt to us?
Well, I think it's really, you know, we feel like we've got a recipe or a formula for football that wins games. You know, when executed, when done properly, you know, we've scheduled aggressively. We've played teams from the other Big Five conferences. So that is not going to be anything new for our team or our players. But I do think you have to look at how your scheme adapts to what you're going to see. And that's kind of what we did in the offseason. I think we've got a defensive system that works for us. We've got on the offensive line, we'll look similar to what you'll see in the Big Ten. We don't play with small offensive linemen. I don't know that anybody does. But on defense, our defensive linemen will be leaner. They'll be longer maybe than what you're used to seeing in the Big Ten. And that's why I think we're going to have to play enough of them to make sure that they stay fresh.
Travel challenges, being as far east as you are, are there other things that the change into the Big Ten Conference has as opposed to what you've done the last 2 years?
No, you know, I don't think that that'll be very different for us. You know, in the conferences we've been in, we've had to travel to Cincinnati, we've had to travel to Louisville, we've traveled to South Florida. And those are longer flights. So that part of it's not going to be an issue. Our operations teams have been out to all the visiting sites. So we've been out to Nebraska to look at the hotels and the game day travel and how do you get to the stadium. And you do all that advanced work. I think college football players now at this level, they almost get used to that. I think that just kind of gets built into their DNA a little bit.
Tremendous tradition in the Big Ten. You know, we represent Nebraska in a way here. A lot of tradition there. Rutgers has been playing football for 145 years. What are some of the traditions that maybe the folks back in Nebraska don't know about the Scarlet Knights and the football program?
Well, I think, you know, for your fans who aren't as familiar with us, I think there's a couple things that they need to know about us. You know, first of all, our university predates the country. You know, our university was founded in 1766, one of the original colonial colleges. It was named after a gentleman by the name of Colonel Henry Rutgers. Was a Revolutionary War hero who donated a piece of land to the school, and they named the school after him. You know, Rutgers is the birthplace of college football. You know, we played the first college football game in 1869 here at Rutgers against Princeton. And now, as we enter the Big Ten, you're talking about a university that's a top 25 university nationally, a top 50 university globally, and a school that's been to 8 bowl games in 9 years. So I think it's really the right fit for us, this conference. And I think they're good. The fans are going to be pleasantly surprised at the brand of football that we play because it's fast and it's physical.
What makes the Big Ten a good fit for Rutgers?
I think that if you look at the mission of the Big Ten, they want to be the premier academic athletic conference. And at Rutgers, despite that, with all the success we've had in the last 9 years, this is 8 bowl games in 9 years. It doesn't happen by accident. 33 players currently in the NFL. That doesn't happen by accident. And to do all that and still be in the top tier of schools nationally in the APR, I think from a core value standpoint, athletically and academically, you know, we fit what the Big Ten's looking for.
Last minute here with Kyle Flood, a busy man, head coach Rutgers, new team in the conference. When Nebraska came in, their first two conference games, Ohio State, Wisconsin, they didn't take it easy on them. It's not fair. You guys have Michigan, Ohio State, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and that's after road non-conference games at Washington State and at Navy. We make way too much of this. I understand that, and it's one week at a time. But when you saw that, your initial reaction besides, oh, my God.
I loved it, and I think the players on our team love it. And the players in our program, when we recruited them with the idea that we were going to be the best. And if you want to be the best, you have to play against the best. And I think this schedule allows us to do that. And you're right. As when we get to the training camp later this week, our focus is going to be on being 1-0 because you only get to play one of them at a time. There's no doubleheaders in football. So we'll put all our focus into being 1-0 each week. Every week we'll prepare to be 1-0. Every week we'll go out to that field with the confidence that we're going to be 1-0. And then we'll stack it up at the end of the year.
It seems the timing for you joining the conference is awfully good. You have 9 starters back on offense, 7 on defense, a very veteran squad. Obviously, you know, trying something new, you like to do that with some guys that have a little bit of salt in them.
There's no doubt. And then, you know, last year we did it in a new conference with a lot of young guys, 18 first and second year players in major roles for us last year. And at times we look like it. It wasn't what we were used to in Rutgers football. And now we get to enter this conference with the experience that we got last year and an entire offseason to build on it. And I think you're right. I think this is the kind of football team we'd want to go into this conference.
Well, Nebraska will welcome in Rutgers on October the 25th to Memorial Stadium. And we look forward to seeing a new football team coming into our venue. Coach, best of luck and have a great, successful start of the season. And we'll see you in Lincoln.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
I appreciate it, Coach.
Rutgers head football coach Kyle Flood joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, one of the two new members here at the Big Ten Conference. Of course, Maryland still come up as the day progresses. As we said, a lot more will be with us on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow, including Amir Abdullah, Kenny Bell, and some thoughts from Coach Pelini as well as we're starting to wind down the show. But quite a few folks on the program today, and we haven't even begun our national list yet. So some of the media folks.
Oh, yeah, we'll bring those guys in as well. You know, we hit a lot of schools. And again, I thought we didn't get a chance to talk about it with Northwestern, but one of the national headlines, really, and you could kind of tell in terms of being in the room when they were talking to all the players, was with Northwestern and all the talk about unions and that sort of thing. So, I mean, obviously we talk football, and that's a bigger issue. And I was interested with how the Northwestern players kind of said, yeah, we want to leave a legacy for winning championships and doing things for the University of Northwestern, but we also are looking at this in terms of this unionization and taking a look about a relationship between the NCAA and how they treat student athletes, that they want to leave a legacy in there as well. And I think that's an interesting aspect, and it certainly got a lot of attention in the other room when they were interviewing all those Northwestern players.
So a lot going on there, and Coach Bo Pelini speaking up at the podium. We hope to have a little more audio for you here in just a little bit on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll have a lot of that tomorrow as well. But just some of the highlights in case you missed what we were saying earlier. He says the cat's in his motel room taking a nap, so that's why he's not here today. Does say it will be open competition at quarterback. Tommy Armstrong has a leg up right now because of his experience, but quickly mentioned Riker Fife and Johnny Stanton, and I think that's the number one story right now.
And again, that quarterback position is a position that people really think is going to be the Achilles heel for Nebraska. That's where they're soft. That's where they're vulnerable. But I think Armstrong and Fife, most notably, and I don't know Stanton as well, but we've seen enough. I've seen enough of Riker Fife's work over the years at the high school level, and seen what he's been able to grow into. And Armstrong, I think, was serviceable last year. If he's better, if he wins that job over Riker Fife, I think we're going to be okay at the quarterback position. I'm more confident there than what most people are, but that is the biggest question mark for the Huskers. No doubt about it.
Also asked about his persona on the sideline and saying, quote, that's an area I needed to make some growth in. You learn things. And, again, he's still – once you're a fiery person, it's hard to not be a fiery person. And once you're a mellow person, it's hard to not remain mellow.
Well, it's a whole lot easier – a whole lot harder to develop a burn, develop a fire if you don't have it. It is much easier to kind of figure out how to control yourself if you are that fiery person. So I certainly think that that's a direction, and he understands that he needs to go in. The antics in the Iowa game last year, really one of the first times that you just on the sideline, you don't shake your head very often, but you kind of did in that situation, and you learn from it.
Does something like the cat deal help?
Oh,
because
yeah.
Coach Pelini, you only have 15 minutes up there, so if two or three questions are
about
joking about that, there's two or three less questions about something else.
And you also see the fact that he does have a sense of humor. He does get along well with these players. You can kind of it wasn't twerking. It was they did the they did that video thing where they
the dance
the dance thing. Yeah, I mean he has fun with the kids. He pulls off the April Fool's Day joke or whatever, you know, with them where they act like he kicked somebody off the team and they said, yeah, we're taking the day off. We're going to go bowling, you know. So he does some stuff that he that relates well to him. I think one-on-one, you really like Bo Pelini, but when the filter is the media, it doesn't play well because he doesn't get along. He just doesn't get along well with the media. He doesn't play the media very well. But if you're going to be the head football coach, that's one of the things you need to learn. That's a skill that that's probably the weakest area of his resume when it comes as a head coach.
And, of course, he talked about Randy Gregory. The sky's the limit for him down the road. So there's one of the things that he was talking about as well. And also it came up today about National 11-10 signing day, where we talked about this a couple of months ago. Coach Pelini thought it might be a good idea to get rid of it altogether.
And that'd be interesting, too, where there isn't that deadline. I don't know if that opens Pandora's box, but, again, there wouldn't be that pressure. To me, it's interesting just overall with the NCAA, the rules of the NCAA in terms of National Letter of Intent signing day, how we treat players. They are really in a situation with the NCAA. People are questioning just about everything that they do. And the NCAA seems to be listening and saying, you know what, maybe there are some things we need to change. I just think that the college football environment is going to look a whole lot different in 5 years in terms of the NCAA and their rules and regulations than what you have now. Now, I don't know whether or not they're going to change and have no National Letter of Intent Day where there's less pressure kind of put on a kid at a certain time. But it's going to look different. The whole system's going to look at least a little bit different in the next 5 years.
Jeff, let's take one more break back at the studio. Expanded coverage here of the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to remind you to get signed up for the 87th Annual Holdridge Country Club Southwest Open, August 9th and 10th, just a couple of weeks away. The entry's only $95. If you do need to rent a cart, that is a little bit extra, but your entry fee does get you a free practice round on Friday, free range balls, the great dinner on Saturday night, Calcutta, and more. 2 days ago,
Golf at the Southwest Open August 9th and 10th. You can contact the Holdridge Country Club at 308-995-5744, 995-5744, or you can get a registration form online at HoldridgeCC.com, HoldridgeCC.com. It's been around as long as any of them. The 87th annual Southwest Open at the Holdridge Country Club, August 9th and 10th. Sign up today. We are at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and we'll be back to wrap things up. Maybe have one more interview. Stay with us.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-866-798-3547. 1-866-798-3547. That's 1-866-798-3547. 1-866-798-3547.
Best friends deserve to look and feel great, as only Puppy Junction in downtown Kearney can make happen. ShopWheelerDealer.com has discounted $20 gift certificates toward any haircut, wash, or products. Buy and use as many as you need. Certificates from ShopWheelerDealer.com add to the savings. ShopWheelerDealer.com, where you buy local and save big.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Did you just chug that entire 20-ounce pop?
Yeah, I needed energy.
You'll need energy to run the 2.5 miles it takes to burn those calories.
2.5 miles? From one pop?
Drinking only 6 pops a month could add 5 pounds of fat in a year.
Wow. So if I drank one a day, that's like 25 pounds a year.
You better get running.
Maybe I'll just rethink my drink and choose water.
Water's a great choice. Visit ActivateBuffaloCounty.com for more info on rethinking your drink.
Wrapping up day one of Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you, brought to you in part by the Chicken Coop in Kearney, your original sports bar and grill, serving flame broiled buffalo wings. They're made better than anybody else. Oh, so good. Kind flavor, all of the one of kind of flavors you can put on there. I like the teriyaki. I like the honey Dijon. That's what I go with on a. I'm a boneless guy most of the time, but
there's a
the
jalapeno.
You,
thing
you are not. You are the bone in. I'm the boneless.
Well, I'll do boneless. I'll do.
But
I'll
you
do
like
boneless.
The bone in.
Well, know. Yeah, it depends on with the crowd. If I, you know, if can I get my face all saucy and not feel real embarrassed? If I'm with the right people, you know, I like the bone in.
So there you go. You can check it out, and not just chicken either. Homestyle pizzas, burgers, salads, quesadillas, many other items, including a kids menu on the bricks downtown Kearney. It is the Chicken Coop. Well, we want to thank all the folks that we had a chance to talk to today. Again, it's kind of like a halfway done
for just today, and we will be getting a chance to catch up with other coaches and players and bring that to you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow we will again be signing on the air at 11 a.m. and telling you more about the Big Ten. But no earth-shattering news yet this morning or yet today.
No. There hasn't been anything major, and usually that doesn't come here. If there's going to be something earth-shattering within a program, it's going to be before or after a practice. It's going to be kind of within the program, not in a, you know, there's 14 teams on display here. You're usually going to have it when it's a little bit more focused.
So that's going to wrap up things for today here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. We will be back tomorrow. Want to thank our corporate sponsors, the Chicken Coop, Misco's Sports, and the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island. Go to gidiocese.org for mass times and parish activities throughout central and western Nebraska. And, of course, when it comes time to think fall sports, Misco's is the place to be. Whether it's your little league football team or the high schoolers, they'll take care of you. Football, volleyball, cross country, the shoes you need, the gear you want. Of course, great Husker gear as well at their storefront location in Ord, but taking care of you worldwide as they have forever at Misco's Sports. For our producer-engineer Jeff Babel and Randy Bushcutter, we'll do it all again tomorrow, huh?
Yeah. It been very entertaining. It's a neat environment, and it's really great meeting all these tremendous football players, and there's some really good players here.
This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.